doing that shit, man.
Let's thank Ray Sean again for sharing. At this time, I would like to introduce our second speaker, Gordon, from PA.
I'm an addict called Gordon. I thank God for the breath of life and the change in me. For that, I'm truly grateful. Now I want to introduce myself. When the people that nurtured you when you was growing up say, don't go mess with him, I'm him. The topic is killers on the loose. My clean date is right now. How long I've been here? Not long enough. My sister's sitting out there. This talking about killers on the loose. I'm talking about me right now because I'm going to talk about some other stuff in a minute. See, I'm going to talk about some stuff you want to talk about but you won't say. My sister's sitting out there, the one that got the phone call when I was laying in the projects with them two slugs in me because I wanted to take one of them kids' packages. I come from being in ancestral relationships. I've been molested by a family member. I've spent over 16 years of my life in prison. You want to know where I'm from? I'm from dope and coke for over 40 years. That's my story. Shooting dope in the graveyard, sleeping in the public park, eating out of trash cans. Anything an addict did, I did. If I didn't, I was next door. So through God's grace and mercy, I made it here. I don't apologize for my recovery or the work I've done. And don't care about who don't like it. What I'm going to be scared of, I shot dope and coke for 40 years. What can you do to me? But I want to talk about some stuff that killers on the loose. Because I can talk about how my character defects hamper my growth. I can talk about when I'm not willing, but this is about being honest. So if you really don't understand honesty, honesty is just evaluating and accepting the conditions right now. So I want to talk about the killers on the loose. We all talk about when we whisper. See, I want to talk about the killers that's sitting in the Narcotics Anonymous Fellowship. See, because I get confused about a lot of stuff. I'm 61 and I ain't no college graduate and I'm slow about catching on to some stuff. But how come we got literature to say we got a program that don't discriminate, but a bunch of our members do? You know, I'm really confused about some stuff because I came here, surrender. Whooped into submission, I jack. And I am not going to let you play with my life. I ain't come here for that. You know, because some stuff be going on and I be wondering. We got this term called trusted servants, and I sure like to know what happened to that. I like to know when trusted servants turned into leaders and bosses. You know how you go to area or group conscious or region and you got two, three dominant personalities running stuff. I ain't come here for that. That ain't what my predecessors taught me. My first sponsor, Michael H., he done passed, and he told me some stuff I'll never forget. He said, remember, everybody in here is an addict. Being in here long enough, I understand what that means. You know, look, he used to always say, boy, look, the longer you stay here, you're going to realize there's a lot of fake, phony people in this fellowship. See, I want to know how come if we come here and we do work to get better, and I ain't in your process because I got sponsees and they'll tell you I don't dictate nothing. You don't want to do step work, I don't care. When you die, I just ain't going with you. But I want to understand how come, see, we talk about these 11 characteristics in the first step. You know, start with denial, end with loss of control. Talk about manipulation. I want to know how come if God placed us here, because he felt like we were the only people capable of carrying his message, how come after we get some clean time, God is no longer in the picture? You know, that subtle manipulation, like when you sharing at a meeting and there's a lot of newcomers there and 3-4 times you got to mention you got 30-40 years. So the newcomer can think you running some stuff and you know some stuff, so when you're ready, you can play them. Told you I'm going to talk about some stuff you know that's going on, but you don't want to talk about it because you're too concerned about who like you. You better remember God love you. And you better stand for something in this fellowship, man. We killing addicts in here. We all know about what they call it, the 13th step. What give you the right? Because God got you here with his grace and mercy. And you be here a little while. And now all of a sudden, you want to run somebody else's recovery process. You know how we get here? Look. It's funny how we can always say some stuff like, I'm a grateful recovering addict. If gratitude is an action word and recovery is about change, how come we don't see a lot of that happening in the fellowship? How come we get a lot of time and still want to dope fiend each other? You know, like when a new person walk in the meeting and we'll talk about we don't judge, but as soon as they walk in the door, we're going to read the cover and not the book. People come around here and they relapse and they come back and they go back and use and they come back. And when they come back, we hug them and glad you're back. And then when we get with our clique. Man, I'm tired of that. He's just playing with this. You need to mind your business. God run this thing. You know how when a person come here, boy, and they brand new, you know what I'm saying? You know, they might have less than 30 days, and we talk about the newcomers, the most important person in the meeting over with, and the clique of the people with double-digit clean time act like the newcomer can't stand in their circle. You ever been to a meeting and seen a newcomer come and cry out? But because they aren't sharing the way our leaders want them to share, they cut them off. I've been to a meeting and a girl got up and said, I've been using all day and I'm tired and I need some help. But I came here and y'all women treat me so funny. And it's probably because when I get clean, your man will probably want me. And they told her to shut up. I'm from the Baltimore area. When I first come around in 94, I seen her having at a meeting. It was a 90-minute meeting. And because she kept cussing and they couldn't get her to shut up, after 20 minutes, they stood up and said, "We got a nice wear of clothing. Because we got special. We are better than." See, we need to talk about that around this fellowship. You know, because look, check it out. I don't know if you've been paying some attention, but there's some stuff going around in a fellowship. And if we don't be real careful, it's going to be two in a fellowships. You think I'm joking? Look. Just CMP. My recovery took off in the Baltimore area under the Free State region. And all that was done to CMP one time. But some personalities didn't like the way they was doing stuff because they wanted to do it their way. I come from the Baltimore area. Lord. And I have heard said, you know how we forget the name of home groups because it's not a home group. It's so-and-so's meeting. Because so-and-so run it. And I go a lot of places. I just come back from Detroit last week and at the convention. And I was talking to some people. And I heard some stuff that rocked my world. We were talking about different conventions. And don't you know, they put some titles on it. Oh, yeah, that's the black convention. Oh, yeah, that's the white convention. I thought it was an NA convention. See, because look, we got to check out how we might not, look. On the street, we call them haters. And here, we need to call them killers. Because when they kill the spirit of a recovering addict, they don't realize how much they're committing homicide on themselves. Look, check this out, man. I come in these rooms in 1994, didn't stay because I didn't pay attention. I got in a relationship. She died. I found out recovery was not sexually transmitted. I used. I came back. And when I got back, the only thing came out my mouth was, "Please help me." Ain't it funny how today you really got to be careful who you ask to help you in a spiritual program? You know how it affects. Look, when I first came around here, man, a sister took me in because I was living in the street. I was living in the shooting gallery. The World Convention was in Baltimore. And I went to that, I had 20-some days clean, and I was sharing that I was staying with my niece who had a shooting gallery, and it was real hard to stay clean. And this sister say, "Well, look, I live around the corner. Get too hot, come around my house." So that night they come in, we used to call it Dope Treetop Tall on the album cover. And they showed up, and my niece woke me up. I slept on the sofa. "I need you to cook the dope and hit me." And I said, "No." And I grabbed my matching luggage because that was my eviction notice. So I grabbed my plastic bag and I went around his sister's house. And she took me in. And man, they loved me. I would leave the meeting. They said, "Where you going?" I said, "I don't know." They say, "We know, get in the car." I was in meetings all day. They hugged me. They didn't care because I had scabs in my head because coke made me do funny stuff. They didn't care that I stink. I see people come into meetings now and because they knew and they just come out the dust bowl and they all beat up some of us spiritual folks just don't want to get that close like that chick will rub off or like you forgot the condition you was in when you got here. I know they ain't gonna ask me to come back. Because I'm going to talk about what needs to be said. Because we all feel it. We just don't talk about it. Because, you know, I don't want to step on nobody's toes. Well, if your toes hurt, it ain't me stepping on it. God might be trying to tell you something. We got to remember this is built on love. This is built on love. This ain't no I program. Every time people share, man, I hear people share, they can share for 2 hours, and I'll hear I never hear we, and Lord knows, if they say God, I'll get scared. Because they forgot. Look, because you don't use, don't mean you ain't dope fiending. Why we got to continue to go to meetings and go to stuff like this and be more concerned about trying to catch a take home than catch a message? Man, I'm telling you, Jack, I've been here. I was in Detroit last weekend. I actually seen some guys that introduced themselves as grateful recovering addicts post up on the wall, and they was counting the thighs as they come through the building. Man, look. There's some killers on the loose. They are sitting among us. And some people in here are truly living this program. So don't be scared to put them on Front Street. I had a sponsor. I got a sponsor in Baltimore. I live in Pennsylvania. He called me yesterday, talked to me for 2 hours. He wanted to know what could they do to the treasurer, because instead of him turning money over to the area, he was hoarding the money till he built up $700 and he disappeared. I said, well, what did your group say? Well, we'll just start from scratch, and what it is what it is. When we going to start prosecuting people and stop cushioning they fall? Because if you keep cushioning my fall, I'm going to keep shooting dope. We lose meetings because of our behavior. Ain't it funny how look, check this out, because I know my time almost up. Ain't it funny? I'm talking about my story. I started shooting dope in 1961. I've been in the streets a long time. My sister Tay, she was the one I used to call when I was running drugs from Florida up here. I used to go down there and meet the Cubans to pick up a package. I carried a 38. They come through the door with submachine guns. So I'm telling you, I ain't scared of nothing. Because God got me. So I'm going to tell it, man. You know, look. I'm confused about something, and this is a God-sent program, and we work on ourselves, and this is about change, and it ain't about what we share. It's about what we do when ain't nobody looking. How come we got some folks in here that are ashamed of the God that gave them the blessing of recovery? Because if you wasn't ashamed, we wouldn't have topics like this. Because if you could stand for what God gave you, with nothing ever happening here but so much love, the room couldn't hold it. Man, look, and I heard you sharing. I'm done. Look, when I first come around, man, I was all beat up, and I went to the World Convention, and people was buying stuff. I ain't had no money. I didn't feel a part of. I went to the Inner Harbor. I robbed 2 tourists. I came back, and I treated some people to some events. Listen, because I needed to feel a part of. Y'all had money. Y'all had jobs. I was a bum. Y'all wore fresh gear. I knew how to steal. I went in the stores and I stole me some fresh gear, and I came back to the meetings. And one of them spiritual giants grateful recovering addicts stood in front of me. I'm tired of seeing people dress up outside and ain't working on the inside. I had enough courage to say, you need to mind your business. Some of us got to do it from the outside in. You think I'm going to stop telling the truth now? I love this fellowship, man. Through God's grace and mercy, placing me in Knockax Anonymous among all these angels in here, my life has become fantastic. It's indescribable. It's finger-licking good. Look, check this out. And I'm not going to let you with your spiritual self kill this program because I don't want you dope no more. So I'm going to tell the truth. We need to check our motives at the door. When we come in here, we got to give people love, man. I hear all kind of stuff. They're in the recovery house. How can I help them? Man, look, you forgot somebody helped you? Man, we need to give up love again. We need to get back to trying to dictate because you put me in a position and now my head done swole up and I'm running some stuff. If we grateful recovering addicts, let the world see a grateful recovering addict. Let the world see a grateful recovering fellowship. I'm so tired of going to meetings, man. And when I go in and come out, I got to walk through the NA Mall. If you don't know what that is, that's the trunks that's open, selling stuff, causing us to lose meetings. And we scared to say something to them because we worried about them because they got some time and they supposed to be important. They on the speaker circuit. They popular. How do we have a speaker circuit? How do you be popular in an anonymous fellowship? You better pull them up, because I'm going to tell you what happened, and I'm done. These people that's causing us to lose these meetings, and y'all scared to say something to them, you better pull them up, because if it ain't full, I'm not the addict. You want to meet in the dark, and I'm ill, because I'm going to get mine.
Thank Gordon again, y'all, for the sharing. We still got a little bit more time left if anybody wanted to share. If anybody wanted to share. Somebody like to share? Okay. Well, we can say the serenity prayer. God, grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things that we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Thank you.